Hello and welcome to another episode of Corgitown USA. I am Candy. In my lapish chuckles, our spokes cork.
And I am Catherine, and outside the closed door so they behave is Digby and the honorary corgi, Indy.
Yes, and Mortimer Barnabas and Booger, the little baby girl. And of course, Tito Bandito is in his crate because he's a puppy and he gets into things like a puppy does. So we're keeping him safe and out of the things. And if you're new here, hi, welcome. We have new episodes every Thursday, all about pet parent lifestyle, all things corgi, and traveling with your pet, grooming, training, health, all of those important things. And we are here today to talk about our creator series, in which we bring on people who create pet things.
Yes.
So this will be a fun one. If you haven't checked out our creator series, I highly recommend you go through past episodes, different kind of crafts, different kind of yummies for pups. We had
books and paintings and art and
many mediums.
Many mediums.
Many, many mediums.
Just so much fun.
Yeah, it is. And we typically will lose equipment and then come right back because we have frapping corgis in the studio. So that's why we've decided to the end of the season to just shut them out of the studio because we've had to reconnect and readjust every single time. So they're not happy for us not letting them in. But we say, guys, we can't keep plugging everything in over and over.
That's right.
So this is a little bit of sanity, but should we bring our guests on?
Absolutely.
Okay. Everyone, please welcome Cynthia from Three Dog Bakery out of Chandler, Arizona. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi.
Thank you for taking time to join us today. We know you're actively running your business, and so we appreciate you coming on to tell us. But if you can just tell us about you and your why you wanted to start this business specifically.
Okay. Thanks for having me to start. I worked in insurance for about 10 years, ran an insurance agency. And it just was not fun, not exciting, and I needed a change.
Insurance? No way.
Yeah. No one's ever happy. Yeah, no one's ever happy talking to their insurance agent. So it was just taking a toll on me. Just wasn't fulfilling. And so I used to live in Texas, so I up and moved to Arizona, March of 2020.
Wow.
So my agency moved to Arizona, and then the pandemic, like everything, derailed all my plans and what I was planning to do. But I'm thankful because it did lead me to discovering the opportunity to opening a dog bakery. And I love dogs. I've loved dogs my whole life. Everyone, that's like the one thing everyone is like, oh, Cynthia, the dog lady, or the one that talks.
You're in good company here.
Yes.
Yeah. And I've always baked. I've loved baking. And I there was a Three Dog Bakery, where I lived in Texas, close to my vet's office where I'd always take my dogs. I'm like, I love this idea. It's such a cute place. And when I moved out to Arizona, there wasn't really, that much, there wasn't really anything. I think there was like one other bakery. I couldn't really find anything like that here. So I was like, why not? I love baking. I love dogs. So I gave it a shot and, here we are.
That's amazing. And Congratulations on that your foray into entrepreneurship and doing this. So that's amazing. And it's very brave of you. I mean, good brave, we're glad, but I'm just saying.
Yes.
I tip my hat to your gumption.
Yeah, let me move. Mm-hmm. Let me fight a pandemic.
Yeah.
And then let me open up something that's totally different than what I've been doing the last, I think you said, Cindy, 20 years?
10 years, yeah.
10 years, okay. 10 years,
yeah.
Crazy.
How old do you think she is, Kat?
Well, I thought she started when she was 10. What do I know?
She's like, I was a child laborer.
My parents had me as a child laborer in their store. So, you know. It's,
yeah.
Is that what's wrong with you?
That is so much of what's wrong with me. Yeah. That and the fact that it was a shoe store that did shoe repair. So child labor and chemicals. That explains a lot.
Oh, that's why you're so twitchy.
That's right.
Anyhow, back to Cynthia. This is what we do. Thank you for your patience with us. But tell us about what's your favorite part of owning and having your bakery?
My why is I wanted to create a place that people could just come and kind of escape this crazy world we're living in right now and just get some retail therapy and, you know, have a good place to support their dogs, because dogs are so important in our lives. And
yes, couldn't agree more.
I know my babies have got me through so many tough times in my life, and just creating a space to celebrate that and giving people the option to like buy them treats and bring them to a place to hang out and get to shop where normally they wouldn't be able to go out. My favorite thing is just seeing how happy people are when they come in and they can't decide, like they see all the treats and they can't decide which one. And then, people bringing their dogs in and, mm-hmm. I have two very reactive dogs. They're very protective of me. They're German shepherds. They're my babies. Mm-hmm. They're great, but, they spicy. Would not allow customers.
Spicy yeah. one.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So they don't get to come in the bakery. So I do feel for people that have difficult dogs and they're like, well, I don't really have a place to take them because I'm afraid if they're, you know, reactive or, but the way to get over that is to get them out in the world and get them used to going to places. So I definitely wanted to create a space where that was an option, to where people could bring their dogs and hang out with them and get them a fun treat too. So,
yeah. Yes. And we love that. I go everywhere with mine.
Yeah.
I have four and I travel with them.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. I love it.
I'm a masochist.
You're a masochist. Okay. I'm going to reach over. You may, we may edit this. We may not, but you just got a big
a floof. I a felt floof. It.
Yeah.
I
you had a floof. Giant floof.
That's not unusual here. We have flying floof all over the studio.
Now
the
I will say, so I, about the store, I met Cynthia at the Chandler Chamber ribbon cutting for her store. Mm-hmm. And you walk in and they had just like a human bakery. They have all kinds of treats and they look,
dogs aren't human.
And they look amazing. No, they're not.
Mine are.
They're so beautiful. They look amazing. I'm sure. And I know that they
look tasty. Did you want to eat them?
I wanted to taste some of them. And a few people asked, you know, can you? Yes, you can eat them. A few people were asking. It doesn't taste anything like our human treats because we want too much sugar.
Yeah.
And it's tasty because I did buy treats for my boys. And they love them.
Of course.
However, because it was a chamber, a networking event, you always serve food. You know, you always serve food for the humans at the networking event. There was a sign at the human food that said, this is human food. Yeah. Humans can eat it. Exactly. Because the doggy treats were so beautiful. You just assumed that the chocolate chip cookies and little quiches were also for the doggies.
Looks like a cupcake, tastes like beef jerky.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
So
I've gotten quite a few people to taste the treats. The carrot cake has been a human favorite because it does have a little bit more flavor because it has the cinnamon and actual carrots in it. But people always joke about eating them. Like, we've all tried them. Like, they're just, you can eat them and they're just a little disappointed because they don't have sugar or salt. So right. It's bland, but yeah, it is all human grade ingredients. So
wow.
Eat them. So.
Well, and that's the important thing. It's, you know, you're getting a good product if it's made of human grade, that we're not feeding them the byproducts that have been adulterated.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. I for sure wouldn't feed my dog anything that I wouldn't personally put in my body too. So yeah, I definitely try it all.
Yeah. All right. So do you have some favorite products? Other than the carrot cake?
Yes.
Well, the carrot cake is pretty good. The cake itself, the frosting is a little bland. It messes with your head because you want it to be sweet. And so your brain is expecting it.
It's not. It's laughing.
kind of odd, but yeah.
Wow. And what else is...
I'm just imagining Kat laughing over here because I'm guessing you maybe have sampled this.
No, I have not. Okay. I won't do that.
That was a little bit hard of a belly laugh. I thought you might be up to something over there.
No.
That's so fun. I mean, we'll have to come in and visit since Kat has visited there. Now, it's a franchise, Three Dog Bakery. Mm-hmm. This is your property. Mm-hmm. There's a history with Three Dog Bakery, right? How they got started?
Yes. It's actually, I can't remember. I think they say it's the first, but it is the first bakery because it was started by two guys in Kansas City, back in the 80s before, people were as crazy about their dogs as they are today. And I mean, today, like people don't blink about buying a birthday cake for your dog, but like back in the 80s, people were like, what? No way. So, I just think it's amazing that they did such a great, like building such a great community and business out of it, back then. But they had three dogs, one of which was a Great Dane named Gracie. So you'll see Gracie and Dottie and, like on our names, like of our sample cakes and cookies and stuff, just in tribute to the original three dogs that got it all started. But, Gracie was a Great Dane that was deaf, and she had a lot of tummy troubles, and they couldn't get her to eat. And so they just started making cookies, and she would eat the cookies, and then it just kind of like their friends liked them, and then it just kind of grew into a thing. They've got a really great book about their origin story and their history. It's really cute. It's a great company. They're very supportive, but it is my baby. It's my bakery. And I live about 10, 15 minutes away from the bakery. So I'm here all the time, but it's just a really great company. And, I like what they stand for and what they do for dogs, and it's really good.
Well, thank you for sharing that. I think
you're still floofing away.
Chuckles.
So are all of the items more tummy friendly? I know, for example, Booger mm-hmm. has a very, very sensitive stomach.
She can eat about four ingredients.
Simply. Right. Is it fewer ingredients? How does that work?
We try to use as less ingredients, as we can. And everything is clearly marked. We do have people come in every day cause there are a lot of dogs with sensitivities and allergies. Mm-hmm. So we try to have everything clearly marked, and, like if I do anything with peanut butter, I make sure I don't reuse any of the equipment or silverware or tools or anything, or the mixer. And I make sure it's all clean before. So there's try to keep cross contamination down. Even though it is baking for dogs, I still treat it like I would if I was baking for humans. I keep everything clean and everything. So
we love that.
And the ingredients, yes, we do have options. We have grain-free, wheat-free. Dairy's been a big one because we do use a lot of, because we use yogurt chips for our decorating.
Okay.
So, dairy-free is kind of a hard one, but pretty much any other sensitivity or anything we can work around.
Wow.
Well, and yogurt has got so many nutritional benefits for the pup if they can have it.
If they can have it.
That's
amazing that everything is marked and you know, and I love the peanut butter stuff. These dogs love the peanut butter. I don't know that it's one of those things that a lot of dogs are sensitive to. People are, and to very clearly mark that, is very important. I know my niece, my little niece, about a month ago had a reaction. She's extremely allergic to peanuts and, EpiPen and hospital visit.
Oh, goodness.
Yes. So, you know, the sensitivity can be as much as if you pick something up. So the marking everything and the having the ingredients and the not having the cross-contamination, you have no idea how important that is.
Allergy safe. Yeah, allergy safe is good. So is that – tell us about – typical day in your bakery as far as your prep and what you have to do to get everything without getting too granular, just to kind of give us an idea of what it's like a day in the life of the dog bakery.
Every day is different, which I love. It's not boring.
Sure. Not like insurance.
Yeah. A lot less paperwork and boring documents. But yeah, like today, we're doing a lot of birthday cakes. There's a lot of dog birthdays and dog birthday parties, which I just adore.
Yeah.
So I'm doing a lot of cakes. But yeah, it just, every day is very different. You just don't know. It just depends on the customers and who's coming in. And I love it.
So what is your turnaround time if someone wants to come to you and have either pup cakes or a birthday cake made? How much time do you need to be able to order to have that on delivery?
Usually, we try to say give us 2 to 3 days.
Well, this is so fun and I love it. And I love all these options that you have and the pretty little yummy options that you have. Can you tell us why you think Three Dog Bakery, and your bakery, of course, is a cut above of like just average dog cookies?
Well, besides the fact that it's like all natural human grade ingredients, safe. Mm-hmm. And then, and I also forgot to mention earlier that all of our dyes that we use is all vegetable powder. So we don't use Ooh. Any artificial coloring or anything, as well. And the customer service, I love giving people the whole experience, you know, and making sure, they can come in and just, and have an enjoyable experience from, you know, just coming in the door and like picking out treats and then bringing their dog and, you know, and then taking it home and, you know, getting to make dogs happy. Like that's my goal. I love it.
you're a partner in our dog love.
Yes. Year. And there they all are barking outside. So they agree.
They said, where are our cake cookies? Cookies. You're talking
exactly.
About? Sound delicious. Holding out on us in there. Did we hear food?
Yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing that. I love that. And can you, when you source the ingredients, are these like, does Three Dog kind of do that for you? And then you are an order or do you know how they're sourced at all?
Yes. I do order, from Three Dog, like the flours and, some of the ingredients because, like our frosting is yogurt powder and buttermilk powder. And so those do come from Three Dog. But like I buy local honey to use in the recipes and blueberries. I'm working on our cake of the month is a blueberry flavor cake. So bought some.
Sounds yummy.
Blueberries. Yeah.
So I use actual fruits and vegetables and that's
awesome.
That's amazing.
Well, we will share in the description box the web address to look at Three Dog Bakery and also the information for Cynthia's location. If you're local to Phoenix or happen to be visiting, stop in, pay her a visit, get some dog cookies. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule running the shop to come talk to us. We really appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate y'all. It was fun. It's nice Great. To meet y'all and chat with you.
Yeah, likewise. Well, enjoy the rest of your afternoon evening. Hope it has a great business day.
Yes, so far so good.
Sell lots of biscuits. Sell lots and lots of biscuits and cupcakes and all those.
We're all dreaming about it now. Yes. All right. Well, you have a great evening. Thank you so much, Cynthia.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Well, we hope that got you and your dog, maybe not you, I don't know, cat, but got your dog drooling.
Not me.
I don't know. You just seem like you were really enjoying hearing about
it. Because it's so beautiful. It really
you
is.
You saw how yummy they look.
Yes. They're really quite, you know, quite lovely. The decorating is, it's right up there.
Yeah.
Like if they could do my wedding cake, that would be fit because it would be perfect.
Oh, dog wedding cake. So sweet.
We may have to have one of those.
For the doggy guests,
yes. Yeah.
All right. We'll call Cynthia up.
I will.
Yeah. Well, we hope you enjoyed this episode. The Creator Series is specific to items created for our pets and in celebration of our pets.
Yes.
We will see you next week here every Thursday. Candy, Cat, Chuckles, Mortimer, Tito, Digby, Booger, and Indy.
Yes. See you next week. Bye.